Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with senior 4-H member Ellie Todd for National 4-H Week. It's National 4-H Week, and first, can you share what club you're in and some of the things that you've shown recently at the Washington County Fair?
Yeah, I'm in the Washington Go-Getters, and I have shown cattle, horses, rabbits, chickens, pretty much about everything except for hogs.
And any non-livestock projects?
Yeah, I take photography, and the past 2 years I've been interested in the horticulture area.
Interesting. So with 4-H, as one of the senior members, mentorship is something that we hear about. Can you explain some of the different opportunities students have to work with older students or with specialists in specific fields?
So every year, each area of livestock gets the opportunity to have a mentor. So Clover Kids can sign up for the program and they get matched up with a older 4-H'er. And they actually get to go in and handle the livestock in the show ring. So with rabbits, we get signed up with 2 kids, and they get to carry our rabbits to the table. We tell all about our breed, maybe a little bit about others, tell what they do on show day, what it takes to take care of them. And they also have it in non-livestock, such as clothing and stuff like that.
So what was it like for you this summer? Did you have mentees?
Yeah, so I had 2 kids that actually came and visited my rabbitry. They got to see all my rabbits I have. They got to learn about my program and everything. I got to teach them a little bit beforehand, get to know them a little bit better. And then once it came to the day of them coming to the fair, we were able to start right back up and learn a little bit more.
So as a mentor, what skills do you feel you've gathered?
As a mentor, I've been able to communicate with the Clover Kids on a level to which they can understand, but still be able to get across information I need to. So I'm able to get them excited about the project, think about it, see if livestock is the way they want to go for their projects.
So is this a chance for some of the younger students to see different project areas that they might not see on their own?
Yes, definitely. I kind of wish I would have done it as a Clover Kid just because I could have the experience to show a cow, but not be able to necessarily do it when I'm older. So I still have the experience and I can still learn about it, but I may not get the opportunity once I'm an older 4-H member. So it just kind of sparks something in them that maybe it's something they want to pursue if they can or may not be able to.
Yeah, maybe you can see at a younger age what you're really interested in.
Mm-hmm.
As the school year progresses, if people are interested, especially some of those younger kids, in having an experience in 4-H and maybe having that mentor experience, mm-hmm. what would you say to them or to their parents if they're trying to decide whether or not to sign up?
I would say definitely sign up. You don't have to take projects to the fair. It's encouraged to get involved, and there's so much you can do through your club, not necessarily just taking a project to the fair. Talk with other 4-H members, county council, and there are various senior members that are so willing to help out anyone interested in 4-H and get them involved in projects.
And in closing, what are your plans after high school?
My plans after high school are to attend DMACC and study in criminal justice.
Okay. That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with senior 4-H member Ellie Todd. This week is National 4-H Week. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.